Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County Dr. Luther Cobb has been elected as president of the California Medical Association for the first time in the organization's history. Cobb is a local surgeon who has been the president of the Humboldt Del Norte Medical Society. He has also been involved with the California Medical Association board for the past 20 years, holding three separate positions and serving as a delegate. The CMA serves more than 40,000 members in all modes of medical practice. They also represent physicians' priorities throughout the state and nationally. With the winter season around the corner and the return of rainfall in Humboldt County, CAL FIRE's Humboldt and Del Norte units have officially transitioned out of the fire season. As the drought in California continues, CAL FIRE will maintain staffing that meets the current threat. CAL FIRE will also monitor the weather conditions and will increase staffing should the weather conditions change. The 2014 fire season has been more active than normal. Statewide, CAL FIRE and other local firefighter agencies have battled over 5,500 wildfires, which is 1,000 more wildfires than on average. The high number of wildfires this year also burned nearly 91,000 acres. The Humboldt Del Norte unit battled 172 wildfires that burned 380 acres. Early Tuesday morning, an Arcata police officer was involved in a vehicle pursuit that led to the arrest of 27-year-old male Eureka resident Anthony Lee Hamilton. The officer conducted a registration check on the vehicle Hamilton was driving southbound on Highway 101, and that vehicle came up being reported as stolen from a Eureka car dealership. As the officer tried to conduct a traffic stop, Hamilton sped off, going east on the Bayside Cutoff and then south on Old Arcata Road. As Hamilton reached a roundabout at Indianola Road, he lost control of his vehicle and collided into the center median. Hamilton reversed the vehicle multiple times into the patrol car in an attempt to escape, but Hamilton was ultimately booked for vehicle theft, evading an officer, and assault with a deadly weapon. Two male juveniles were riding their skateboards on Alliance Road in Arcata when they were robbed at knife point by a male Hooper resident Monday afternoon. 18-year-old Stephen Noble stepped out of a wooded area and brandished a large hunting knife and demanded the two juveniles to give up their skateboards and a backpack. Noble fled northbound on Alliance Road when Arcata police officers reached the scene, and a canine officer later located Noble under some bushes, and Noble was arrested and booked for robbery and resisting and obstructing an officer. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are looking for 32-year-old Willow Creek resident Ashley Hatter, who went missing over the weekend. Hatter was last seen taking her daughter to a friend's house the night of November 21st and then planned to buy cigarettes after. Hatter did not return home, and on Saturday morning, her husband Jason found their Ford pickup parked in a parking lot at a Willow Creek post office. Hatter is a white female, 5'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Reagan Candelario was caught off guard when voters turned down a 1 cent sales tax increase that was put forward as a means to generate more revenue for the city. Without the increase, Candelario said that city staff and the city council are already looking towards cutting back on spending in an effort to balance the city budget. Candelario also pointed out that increased sales at city businesses will generate revenue as well, and it's easier to support existing businesses than it is to attract new ones.
You know, a lot of cities will focus on business attraction, which, of course, is important. You know, it'd be nice to bring new business to town because, you know, that's good. But really, business expansion, you know, we've got somebody that's existing, they're committed to the community. If you can help them grow and do better, I see that as a huge opportunity for any city, really, is, you know, because you've got that commitment already from that business person there.
Candelario said that Fortuna has a program in place to assist businesses that want to expand or provide more service.
We call them a pre-application meeting or a feasibility conceptual review of projects that are being proposed out there. And it's a free service, and we encourage people to bring them in. And we've actually done probably 10 or 15 over the last year. So the people can come in and say, hey, I'm thinking about expanding this business. I'm thinking about providing this new service, you know, and here's how I want to do it. Here's where I want to do it.
Candelario said that the city runs a tight ship when it comes to its finances, and that pattern will continue despite Measure V being voted down. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.